Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on prayers against an anxious heart and mind.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Prayers Against an Anxious Heart and Mind by Chelsea DeMattis. For it is you who light my lamp, the Lord. My God lightens my darkness. Psalm 18:28. I was out running errands when I felt the pang of anxiety strike. It was as if the ocean began to swell and the waves were going to swallow me. How could one thought from the enemy lead to a full-on onslaught of my mind? Does this sound familiar to you too? I wish I wasn't in good company with what I felt in that moment and what I was going to feel for the next several weeks that followed. But the reality is, we've all been there. Most likely not the same thoughts, but most of us can relate to those feelings. As I made my way through the fog and at times crippling fear, I found myself pleading with God to remove what I was feeling. I prayed that He would reveal where and why these anxious thoughts entered to begin with. To my surprise, though it shouldn't be a surprise, God answered in a very miraculous way. I'm not one to pray Gideon prayers, for lack of a better term. However, I was desperate for answers in the same way Gideon was. As I pleaded with God and asked Him to reveal what was going on in my mind and in my heart, He revealed pains of my past that made me susceptible to this type of anxiety. He showed me that out of the sensitivity of my heart, I had built up walls due to fear surrounding topics that had nothing to do with myself. The Lord showed me out of the goodness of His heart that He would use this trial to not only draw me closer to Him, but to reveal areas of my life that He needed to tend to. Anxiety is one of those things, as painful and debilitating as it often is, that God turns to good as He reveals areas we need to work through and shows us how to draw closer to Him. I mentioned Gideon at the beginning of this devotion, and there's good reason for that. And my hope is that this encourages you to pray those prayers in the times that you desperately need to hear from the Lord. Gideon's prayer says, Gideon prayed to God, I know that you promised to help rescue Israel, but I need proof. Tonight I'll spread a sheepskin on the stone floor of that threshing place over there, and if you really help me rescue Israel, then tomorrow morning let there be dew on the skin and let the stone floor be dry. And that's just what happened. Early the next morning, Gideon got up and checked the sheepskin. He squeezed out enough water to fill a bowl, but Gideon prayed to God again. Don't be angry with me, Gideon said. Let me try this one more time, so I'll really be sure you'll help me. Only this time, let the skin be dry and the stone floor be wet. That night, God made the stone floor wet with dew, but He kept the sheepskin dry. Judges 6:36-40. As you pray those bold prayers, understand that God may not answer you in the way you were hoping, but He will answer you in the way that draws you closer to Him. As I began to feel the shift in my spirit as the anxiety was lifted, God so sweetly ministered my heart with Psalm 18:28, for it is you who light my lamp, and the Lord my God lightens my darkness. Let this truth soak into the deepest parts of your heart. He is the light in our life, and He will lighten the darkness we walk through. It would be outside of his character not to do so, and we know that we can trust in who God says he is. Pray with me. Lord, I thank you so much for your willingness to walk with us in the darkest seasons. You never shy away from wanting to teach us more about who you are and what you desire for our life. I thank you for being the light of my life and being the light that shows me where to walk and how to live. I thank you for this relationship with you. I love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.